This is your...
You see, this is our famous Renzo Piano's Parliament.
So open space.
Transparent. Prima di tutto un caloroso benvenuto a lei, a tutta la sua delegazione, anche al signor ambasciatore, eccellenza. Grazie di aver accettato anche il nostro invito. I know that you speak fluent English, and therefore I propose to hold this discussion in English, even though most of us do understand and speak Italian in various degrees. Italy and Malta, being both Mediterranean states, over the centuries and even millennia, I might say, have shared the events taking place in this region, which is a very rich in history, culture, but a region that has also its own problems. I cannot but underline the excellent relations existing between Malta and Italy in practically all aspects, being political, economic, cultural, and so on. And evidence of this is the long list of cooperation agreements entered into over the years by the two countries. Irregular migration is one of the issues which highlights the close cooperation that exists between our two countries and our persistent joint efforts so that irregular immigration be regarded as a European issue have contributed so that this issue now finds itself very high on the European agenda. Another issue which is of great concern to both of us is the ongoing internal conflict in Libya. And I'm sure that both our countries are doing their part and their best and look forward to Libya being a stable and peaceful state, which will contribute handsomely to stability in the region and also to economic benefits, first and foremost, to Libyan people and also to its neighbors. I can go on mentioning other issues of mutual concern, like growth and jobs, European integration, terrorism, and so on, but I am conscious of the time constraints. And therefore, as an introduction, I stop here and cordially invite you, Honourable Minister, to make your introductory remarks, and then my colleagues will engage in a discussion. Please, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very, very pleased to be here to have this opportunity. You mentioned some of the critical concern that we have. In fact, indeed, we live in a turmoil in the Mediterranean, and we share a very, very difficult moment in Europe. So the countries that, as Italy and Malta, share a position of being Mediterranean countries and member of the EU are in some way living these two crises together. The European crisis is in this moment, I think, due to the convergence of at least three issues. One is the consequences of the economical crisis of 7-8 years ago that are still there, and they are still creating a difficult relation between part of our public opinion, part of our citizen, and EU, because of the tendency to make Europe responsible for the economical difficulties we have. Second, we have this perspective of the UK referendum that take our attention constantly. And third, obviously, and first of all, migration. On migration, I think that for sure Italy and Malta have a common experience and have something to say to the rest of Europe because of the fact that we are living this issue since a long time. A relevant part of our union is considering migration as a phenomenon born in August 2015, which is, as we know, not the case. And so the risk is that if you consider the phenomenon as born in August 2015, you believe it can be stopped on March 2016. And this is, again, not the case. So it comes from a few years before, and it will last for at least a generation. So the problem is not to stop the phenomenon, but to manage, to reduce, to organize, to see how we can better have a management of the crisis. Is the solution that was proposed a few days ago in Brussels the solution? Well, we know that there is not a solution. We need several different initiatives. One is for sure a better cooperation with Turkey. We have to understand better in the next days if this better cooperation with Turkey is exactly what was proposed two or three days ago in Brussels, because there are some question mark not only about the financial burden of this further 3 billion request, but also about the legitimacy of the mechanism that was proposed. So we will see. The Italian attitude is to help this cooperation, but to not encourage the idea that this cooperation will be the solution of the problem. The solution of the problem needs several things, from the African cooperation we spoke of here in La Valletta summit in November, to the a common asylum right in Europe, to the potentiality that we have in a common effort of guarding our borders, something that we are discussing. The only thing we are sure of is that this gradual adoption of a common European agenda on migration, that is a rather recent exercise. I always remember that the process of a common agenda on migration began on May 2015, when the Italian government, supported by Malta, asked for a European summit on migration. This was in May last year, and the first draft European migration agenda is of the 10th of June, the first ever. So it's a recent process. What we should know is that during the definition of this process, of these goals, of these potentialities, what we cannot afford is to have single member states taking unilateral and irreversible decisions. This is especially clear in the so-called Balkan routes, because if we are working to solve the problem and at the same time someone take a unilateral and irreversible decision, we will be practically discussing about nothing. So to have a European approach to avoid unilateral irreversible decision, and to have a multi-purpose approach. So the several issues are needed to face the problem. And finally, on this point, this brings us also to Libya. We should always remind that the enormous attention that is now about the so-called Balkan route should not allow us to forget the absolutely crucial issue of the Central Mediterranean route. The migration coming from Africa through Libya is apparently stabilized, but this is something only apparent, and in any case it's something very relevant, because we, for example, in the 2 months of this year, January and February, we received in Sicily 10,000 migrants in these 2 months, which is not so much because of the fact that they are winter months. But if the comparison is with January and February of the previous year, 2015, we have a growth of 15% of migration. So the flow coming through Libya is still there, and the general instability of Northern Africa, of several countries of Northern Africa and the Middle East, should tell us that we have to keep this point very high in the European agenda. We know the pressure that Lebanon is having in these months. We know the very difficult situation in a very in a country we are very friend of, Tunisia, in these days. We know all the instability that is in the area. So the Central Mediterranean route is absolutely crucial, and one of the issues for to face this crisis obviously is the effort to tackle the political crisis, both in Syria, and if you want we can go to Syria in our conversation, and obviously in Libya. In Libya, not only for migration, 95% of migration arriving in Sicily is arriving through Libya. It's almost African migration, and mostly Western African migration in the last months. But apart from migration, we have obviously the threat of Daesh consolidating his presence not only in the Sirte area, but trying to expand its area of influence towards the oil crescent, and we have the jihadist presence in the northwestern part of Libya towards the border with Tunisia. So several signs of concern about the terrorist threats in Libya. I think that we should be very clear on the fact that the negotiating process trying to build condition to have a government of national accord is the way the international community should follow. We should be very clear on the fact that this way is mostly and first of all a Libyan way. It's not something decided outside Libya and imposed to Libyans, but something that should be decided by Libyans. And third, that the anti-terrorism commitment in Libya is necessary. Italy is committed in fighting Daesh in Libya, but the best way to defeat terrorism in Libya is to gradually rebuild a Libyan sovereignty. If we stabilize the country, we will be capable to really defeat Daesh, to really defeat the human beings smugglers, and to rebuild the country with natural relevant resources. If we don't stabilize Libya, we can fight Daesh, and we will, but we will have, in any case, a very unstable and dangerous situation at 200 miles from our coasts. So, negotiation process, government, gradual stabilization, inclusiveness of this government, establishment of the government in Tripoli, are the very difficult steps that we have to try to do, but they are necessary if we want to stabilize the country, and this is our real goal. I'll close here because we are in a...
Thank you. Thank you very much for your interesting points. I now open the floor for very short comments or questions from the members of Parliament here. Honorable Francis Ahmed Demek, your first.
C'è lo senso parlo a questo punto almeno a nome dell'opposizione, allora un benvenuto anche da parte nostra. Vorrei enfatizzare anch'io immediatamente che i rapporti fra Malta e l'Italia sono rapporti veramente speciali, perché c'è la vicinanza, di sicuro, c'è l'aspetto storico e culturale, ma anzitutto c'è l'amicizia che collega il popolo di Malta con quello d'Italia. Proseguo anche io nella lingua inglese, perché è veramente la seconda lingua ufficiale di questo paese, anche se di sicuro la lingua italiana, come abbiamo sentito, qualifica come la terza lingua, anche se non in modo ufficiale.
Non per la generazione che viene, per la nostra generazione, forse... perché siamo cresciuti con la TV.
con la RAI.
I giovanissimi, tra cui il vostro primo ministro, parlano bene.
Sì, è la nostra generazione di bim bum bam. Parentesi.
No, va bene. No. I want to refer to the European dimension, which you have very strongly emphasized. Because I think part of our mission also within the European Union is to emphasize the European identity. And I made this passing reference to the public service broadcaster in Italy, because in the context of research which I am carrying out, and I know that you have yourself, of course, links in your political career with the public service broadcaster in Italy, is, and this struck me very much and struck me very positively, that in the Servizio di Contratto, at least the last one, no, emphasizes that part of the mission is not only to inculcate in the people of Italy a sense of belonging to Italy as a state, but it is also repeated a couple of times, that part of the mission is to inculcate a sense of being European. The mission includes diffusing a sense of knowledge about your rights as a citizen of Italy, but equally your rights as a citizen of the European Union, and what that means by way of identity. Now, outside, of course, even of the remit of public service broadcasting, I think this is so crucial, because we live in a way at a phase where, using a more religious term, we need to bear witness to our European identity. And I think what Italy and Malta can do in that context is crucial, not least because of the challenges that lie ahead. I mean, a big challenge that lies ahead to the European Union obviously faces us over the coming months, when the people in the United Kingdom will decide whether they wish to remain within the European Union or whether they prefer to exit. And perhaps, again, your opinion about that issue will, I think, be of relevance to this committee. You mentioned the factors which, of course, are leading to the crisis situation. The economic aspect and the migration are two important components. By far, we follow in Malta because of the interest that the subject generates, not least because it is an issue for us as well, the way that the migration issue was handled at the recent summit, with regard to the potential agreement that has been reached with Turkey. But I notice that you very correctly point out not only the economic problem of that, of the much further investment of billions of euros that is required, but also is that agreement completely in line with, and I say that semi-rhetorically, of course, with international agreements and even with the safeguarding of human rights within the European Convention for Human Rights. And this is therefore a matter to be developed. And if that agreement stands, then will it have a dimension which is limited to the area that it addresses, or is it a principle to be addressed even in other contexts, not least the Mediterranean, which one can understandably see as the position then adopted even from the Malta national perspective. We also share completely with you the concept that there can never, whether it is the Balkan route, whether it is the Mediterranean route, there can never be a situation where it is one single state that is taking all the burden. Whether that single state for some years was to some extent Malta, Italy was always certainly part of the burden equation, Greece. It can never be like that because that goes against a value within the European Union, which we cherish precisely because we are there to bear witness to European values, which is the value of not only solidarity, but also the value now being very much referred to as the value of co-responsibility. No? Siamo tutti responsabili per questa situazione, non soltanto l'Italia, la Grecia, Malta, o naturalmente anche la Turchia. But again, perhaps we would welcome your position about the fact, for instance, that even after the recent agreements where we are talking of relocation of 160,000 refugees, if you look at latest statistics, and I'm including Malta's own contribution, which we do out of our hearts and with pleasure, also to emphasize the principles we believe in, we are talking only of a relocation of about 700. So the ratio is simply not there. And again, we need to work to at least make the present ratio, which is very far from the full explanation of the full problem, a reality. Final thought which I would like to express is I very much believe then in the cultural dimension. I mentioned it earlier as one of the factors that combine us, but it is also a factor where our relations can be advanced further. Even in the migration context, there is a cultural dimension. I noticed that this very evening, I believe, and tomorrow, the Italian Cultural Institute in Malta is organizing a program which emphasizes the element of integration even through culture, through performing arts. No? That is one element, because that is one of the ways how to address the issue. But even outside, of course, of the migration debate, the cultural links between our respective countries, I think, can be expanded further, not least within the context of the fact that we have the presidency of the European Union within the first 6 months of the forthcoming year, and within our external program, culture will feature very prominently, and, of course, within the context of Valletta, then in the year following, being the cultural city of Europe. So I thank you once again for your presence amongst us. We strongly believe that the parliamentary dimension is another dimension which adds richness and profoundness to the relations that then exist between any two countries, certainly between Malta and Italy, and therefore this is always a very useful meeting, and of course we highly welcome your input on all these issues.
But thank you. I dare also add, if I may, that migration, it's not, we all agree that it's not a Maltese problem or an Italian problem, not even a European problem. It is a global problem. And I think that is something that even on the United Nations level, it should be tackled in a better way than it has been tackled right now. And there is also another factor, another section that, of cooperation that we haven't mentioned, sports. Me being chairman of the Sport Malta, the Sport Council here, Malta, obviously we're going to highlight the great, excellent relations that we have even on Olympic level with the CONI and the Malta Olympic Committee. In fact, we recently even welcomed with us Simone Farina, who was a symbol in Italy for the against match fixing. So we also try to increase this cooperation with Italy by bringing over persons from the Italian sphere, obviously to give more impetus and to increase the value of sports here in Malta. I think that Honorable Michael Fazio would like to also to make some comments. Thank you.
Prima di tutto, benvenuti. I will be very short. I would just take one point which you mentioned, the issue with the Mediterranean route. As you so correctly said, we have had this phenomenon for what, the last 15, 16 years, 2000? It came to a head 2003 to 2008. Those were 5 years when it really came to a head. The Mediterranean route was really to a head. And I remember those days because I used to shadow internal affairs for the opposition at the time. It is something which shows the need not only for the cooperation, not just between us two countries, because we had cooperated way back, and we still cooperate a lot between Malta and Italy, and you so rightly pointed out, it was due to our, both countries, if you like, initiative that we have come towards a common European. But the importance, as you mentioned towards the end of your address, of keeping that in mind. Unfortunately, I'm being very frank, this didn't start in May 2015, but quite a number of countries started to take notice of it in 2015 because the Balkan route exploded, if you like. So if we have something in Tunisia or in Algeria or somewhere else, it will come to a head again. So I think the issue of cooperation remains there within a European perspective, as you so rightly pointed out, but I think even on a regional basis. You started up with the cultural aspect. Well, the Mediterranean has been a meeting place of cultures and a meeting place for, if you like, for conflicts between cultures for millennia. It goes back to the Roman ages, to the Carthaginians and the rest of Phoenicians. So it goes with part of our culture, and I think the emphasis which we are here on a bilateral basis, definitely within, yes, European context, is that as two countries which have shared a lot in common, we share culture, we share religion, we share a lot, it is important whether we continue to share this sense of cooperation. We have to give our dues, of course, on a European level, but the phenomenon has been with us, and it has been a crisis situation. 2008, I remember, was a difficult year for both our countries, and that is something which we should still keep, and I augur that we will continue to cooperate as we've done over these last years. Thank you.
Our final speaker contributor is Honorable Frederica Tsopardi. He comes from the sister island, from Gozo. The floor is yours.
I will also refer to an interesting point regarding cultural cooperation between our two countries. Many local councils in Malta and Gozo have a twinning agreement with Italian towns. I come from Gozo, as the chairman has just said. In Gozo we have 14 local councils. All 14 have a twinning with an Italian town. All of them are twinned with an Italian town. In my opinion, this is a unique opportunity where we can create sound relations in the tourism sector. Tourism patterns between our two countries is on the increase, and I think that we can take this opportunity so that we lead a bigger effort so that in promoting our two countries in this sector.
Thank you. Okay. I give you the floor for your concluding remarks, Prime Minister.
Grazie. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really appreciate all your remarks. I just wanted to, and especially the one on sport cooperation, and I just want to stress two or three points. One is, the Honorable Zammit, I think, was saying that this relocation program is at the moment not working, or at least not working with the numbers that were supposed to be put in place. And this is a fact, and I think it's a dangerous fact in some way, not because the relocation in itself, as it was decided, it was a one-shot decision, a limited dimension in respect to the dimension of the phenomenon we have. So it wouldn't have been a solution of the problem, but it is very dangerous for the Union that you take decisions and that these decisions are not implemented. And they are not implemented because some specific countries are totally against. And this is a dangerous mechanism because you can extend this mechanism in several other issues and sectors. If the European Union become a club where you don't implement the decision that you take, this will create a rather dangerous situation. So my opinion on the mechanism is that in itself it should have been more stable, more permanent. Perhaps it is not sufficient, but it is a decision, and the decision should be implemented. On the relation people to people between our societies, our municipalities, as the I didn't know that you have 14 out of 14. Yeah. So this is
44 out of the 70 municipalities.
44, but they have 100%. Because the Italians choose the better beaches, as far as I understand. But this is our relation, cultural, people to people. It's my first time in Malta, but it looks like having a tour in some Puglia or Sicily, wonderful cities. The color of the stone, it's something that you feel at home. So this is very important. And finally, the Mediterranean. I think that we have a huge amount of crisis in the Mediterranean, and we spoke of some of these, and we could go on for hours speaking about others. What we should keep in mind is that we need absolutely to have also a positive agenda on the Mediterranean, because the Mediterranean remains one of the crucial area of the world for trade, for tourism, for energy, for transportation. So we are not talking of an area of crisis, war, and religious confrontation only. We are talking of one of the most promising potential area of the world where Asia, Africa, and Europe are crossing. So our effort should be, I think, to emphasize the economic dimension of a positive agenda. I'm saying this not only because we are going to the Ministry of Economy now with some Italian companies to have, but because this is what is needed also to stabilize our Northern Africa neighbors. We need cooperation. Everybody is talking of Tunisia's instability, and this is a huge risk, but we should do more in Tunisia business-to-business cooperation, not only public aid, but economic development. And what is also key is to strengthen economical cooperation between the Mediterranean African countries. We have no cooperation at all. It is absolutely clear. If you look to the figures, you have in the Mediterranean 90% of the trade relation are Europe to Europe. 9% are Europe to the northern part, the southern part of the Mediterranean, and only 1% are south to south. So there is almost no cooperation south to south. We should strengthen these 9% and absolutely strengthen this 1%. And we can do this because they need a connection on energy, they need common infrastructures. So there is space for countries like Malta and Italy to be relevant actors in a positive agenda for the Mediterranean. Also to have our meeting not only concentrated in talks about migration, Libyan crisis, Syrian crisis, and terrorism, and Shia against Sunnis, and so on and so forth. Because we have also, as foreign ministers or foreign affairs members of the parliament, to push our business community, our cultural community, to strengthen their relation and their activities. And we have an environment we can, where we can do this. Grazie.
Honorable Minister, I thank you for being here. I'm sure that our relations will continue to flourish because I dare say that after having shared our destiny with the south of Italy and Sicily for millennia, we are better cousins than with each other than you can be with the French.
Yeah.
Please allow us. Yes.
And we meet in a parliament designed by one of Italy's
parliaments. Please allow us to give you a small token from our parliament. It's the history of our parliament. Obviously, you won't find this building here. It's the previous parliaments where we used to meet.
I was there.
At the presidential palace. Yeah, yeah. Yes, okay. Yes, yes, thank you. I hope you enjoy the continuance of your stay.
Grazie. La Presidente.
Grazie. Prego.
Posso anche da parte mia?
Cambio di...
Grazie.
Only three.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I have a button. I'll
make sure. Thank you. Buona permanenza.
Grazie.
Buon soggiorno a Malta.
Sì, certo. Cardone.